It was a much calmer scene earlier today in Cairo, where Arafat was given a funeral fit for a head of state. Presidents and kings were on hand to pay their respects to the only leader most Palestinians have known, the symbol of Palestinian identity, the symbol of Palestinian nationalism. Arafat's coffin was draped in the Palestinian flag and carried on a horse-drawn carriage from a Cairo mosque to an Egyptian airbase where the funeral took place. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak led the procession. Arafat's daughter and his widow, Suha, were among the mourners. NPR's Peter Kenyon was at the funeral and describes the scene.
Well, it's a beautiful autumn day here in Cairo, and it was a somber and respectful military funeral, I would say. We're at a military compound called Gala in the Heliopolis neighborhood out by the airport here. It has its own mosque and its own hospital, which was important because the morgue is where Arafat's body spent the night. Dignitaries from around the world came into a tent here inside the compound, and then after they were greeted by President Hosni Mubarak, the procession moved slowly down the street, not very far. The Al-Mazah Air Base is right next door. There were a lot of foreign ministers here, vice presidents, a few heads of state for this controversial leader. The United States was represented by Assistant Secretary of State William Burns, but we did have heads of state from Lebanon, Jordan, Tunisia, Yemen, and others. And for Arafat, you know, a man who really wanted to be referred to as a general for much of his life, even though he never held that rank, this kind of formal military setting seemed somehow appropriate.
What is the mood there generally? Have there been any public expressions of grief?
Well, there have been no public displays this morning here because the entire area has been sealed off by heavy Egyptian security. You may be able to hear the traffic behind me now, but that's only because the ceremony's over. Residents living across the street had to stay indoors. Security men were on the rooftops. Basically, the public was kept at quite a distance.
Well, Egyptian authorities allowed the funeral to take place there. Why are they being so cautious?
They're very wary of public demonstrations. That's a long-held position they've had. On occasions, there have been demonstrations in the past that got out of hand. That's one reason why it was held out here at this self-contained military base instead of downtown Cairo, where you could have seen huge crowds. In fact, nationalist and left-wing parties announced their own public funeral for Arafat, without the body, of course, near the main Al-Azhar Mosque. Now, there are plenty of expressions, if you go and find Egyptians, which I have over the recent days. They have mixed feelings about this man. Older Egyptians particularly remember his days in the 60s, when Fatah was getting started and the Egyptians and other Arab armies had been heavily defeated by the Israelis in the 67 war, and he was basically the only thing that they had to look up to, even though his tactics and terrorism were widely despised, even here in the Arab world. But for younger people, he's remembered more as the revolutionary who never quite made the transition to a governor. And, of course, they know him because it's a Palestinian cause is a staple of the media here, and he's honored for that, but it's a very mixed legacy, really.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking earlier this morning at Yasser Arafat's funeral in Cairo.